Blog Talk Radio. God. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, March the 6th, 2022. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some mighty servant leaders in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Minister Tina Brown. And on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. And we truly pray that on this day, you will hear something that will cause your soul to rejoice, hallelujah, your spirit to be lifted, and that you, too, will give God the praise. So right now we're going to open with prayer, hallelujah. Won't you bow your hearts with me? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning, just thanking you and magnifying you for this opportunity to come out and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we just pray that you pour into us as we pour into your people. And Lord, we pray that your people all over this world, Father God, whether they are listening now or they will listen and rebroadcast, will be blessed by your holy word, will be blessed by this worship service, God. And we pray, Lord God, that every blood-washed believer will walk in abundance and give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I do pray it all. Amen. And to God be the glory. Amen.
Trust and obey.
God. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading, and each and every Sunday morning we have our highly esteemed and beautiful mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come and read to you from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So my brothers and my sisters, won't you please give your listening ear to the mother of our church as she reads this morning's meditational reading. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. Our meditational reading is entitled for this morning, Give God's Word Priority and See Good Success. It's coming from Joshua chapter 1 and the 8th verse, which reads thus, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, in life, there is good success and bad success. Bad success is the kind of success which robs you of time and your family, friends, and church, and destroys your health and relationships. With good success, on the other hand, you see prosperity in every area of your life. God wants you to enjoy good success, and the key to this lies in what God told Joshua when he took over the reins following the death of his leader, Moses. He said, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Spending time in God's word daily will give you godly wisdom, which will make your way prosperous and give you good success. Look at how Joshua's life turned out in the end. When Joshua died, they buried him within the borders of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is the mountain of Ephraim on the north side of the Mount Gosha. Joshua 24:30 can tell you about that. Joshua had a whole mountain for his inheritance. This means that he was prosperous and successful. It was also said that Israel served the Lord, not idols or other gods, all the days of Joshua's life. Read that in verse 31. This means that while Joshua was around, people were impacted for God's glory. And at the end of his life, a fulfilled Joshua had this to say, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Verse 15. Having your family loving God and serving him with you is the most important success and greatest prosperity that you can ever have. Beloved, when God's word takes priority in your daily life, not only will your finances be blessed, your ministry and family life will also be blessed. Thus may the Lord have a blessing and favor and blessing and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thoughts for today: spending time in God's word daily will give you godly wisdom, which will make your way prosperous and give you good success. Amen and praise the Lord.
Amen and glory to God. This morning, family, hallelujah, before we go into prayer with Apostle Zeta, I want us to just take some time this morning along with Shekinah Glory and myself. And before we pray, we are just going to concentrate this morning, focus this morning, and simply tell God, "I will obey. I will obey." Let's worship the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Tell me where you want me to go.
Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord.
I won't hesitate. Make my ear to hear. Make my eyes to see.
Yes.
Tell the Lord.
Do you want to
Whatever you say, Lord, tell him I will obey. I will obey. I will obey. Praise God, wherever you are, praise God. And tell God, I will obey. I will obey. Because, saints of God, it does us absolutely no good to pray if we're not then going to obey. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And we are preparing to go into prayer with our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. And we want you to know that here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move. Hallelujah. Because we believe God. We trust God. Therefore, we are prepared to obey God. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, saints of God, we have some very special prayer requests. A dear friend, Sister Susan Altman, her sister was hit and T-boned by a car. Hallelujah. But God said no to death. But we are praying for her because had anything been different, she would not be in the land of the living. But she is a child of God, and God kept her. But we want to continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. And I'm asking that you continue to lift up the mother of this church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, as she prepares to transition from Texas to Missouri. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Are continuing to lift up our very own beautiful evangelist Kathy Horton, as she continues to faithfully honor and care for her mother. And we're lifting up our dear sister, special prayers for our dear sister and minister Tina Brown this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because she, hallelujah, is embarking on a new job, has embarked on a new job. So we're just praying that God would use her. And we're also praying for our dear sister evangelist, Shirley Whitehead, as she is traveling to be with her aunt. So we just want to keep her lifted up in prayer. And then last but not least, I want you to keep my dear friend and Apostle Zeta Flowers lifted up in prayer as she prepares for yet another fellowship, hallelujah, on March the 26th. And we're just praying for God to come in and just have an overflow, hallelujah, of his presence.
Have his way.
See, we just want God to have his way. We want to see people have breakthroughs and revelations and strongholds being pulled down. So please, just keep the mighty servant leaders of this assembly lifted up as you go into prayer today. So at this time, I'm going to ask that Apostle Zeta Flowers comes forth and leads us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Just God bless you, everyone. Thank you, Lord, we just thank our Heavenly Father for a new day, hallelujah, the day that he has made. And because he has, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I just praise him for all that has gone forth this morning, the wonderful songs that have gone forth for the glory of God, hallelujah, the prayers and the meditation reading, and all that he has done this far, hallelujah. We know he's not done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer. Father God, we come to you again this morning, trusting and believing and just knowing that we can come to you for any reason. So we come to the throne of grace this morning. Hallelujah. Asking, Lord, asking, hallelujah. First of all, we're praising your holy name, lifting you up. Hallelujah. Because there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But you are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So we just praise you this morning. We just continue on as we have began already to praise you this morning. Hallelujah. We will continue in spite of what we see, what we know, what we hear. Hallelujah. The crises across the nation, all of the things that are going on, Lord, that are not coming from you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we recognize these things because the love you have instilled, the love, hallelujah, in us that we have, hallelujah, that agape love, hallelujah. We woke up this morning, many of us woke up this morning, hallelujah, with food on our tables, food in our refrigerators, and clothes on our backs, and hallelujah, our rent paid, and all of these great things, Lord, have done for us, and we are thanking you this morning for what you have done and what you continue to do for us, your children. Hallelujah. But we know that that's not the case for everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some are on their sick beds this morning. Some are hungry and cold without shelter and no food. Hallelujah. And they have no hope either.
My Lord.
So we in the behalf of them, Lord, hallelujah, beseeching you, God, hallelujah, to do something, Lord, hallelujah, to make
please,
a way,
Lord.
Hallelujah, to clothe, hallelujah, to feed, hallelujah, to shelter, hallelujah, to allow some of us to just give, hallelujah, to those that have less, hallelujah, than we do.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
That you will allow us to make a difference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The things that we know about, Lord, let us be about it. Hallelujah. Let us be about your business. Hallelujah. Let us be, hallelujah, your mouthpiece. Hallelujah. Your hands, your feet, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Make ways out of no way. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because some of us have experienced that, Lord, when you made a way out of no way, when it looked like it was impossible, hallelujah, you saw our need, you made a way, hallelujah, when we were hurting and we were in pain, hallelujah, you healed us, hallelujah. Some of us were so down, Lord, that you have to raise us up again, and we thank you, hallelujah. Now, we're beseeching for the same, Lord, for our brothers and sisters all across the nation. Hallelujah. Yeah. Remember them that are without today. Hallelujah. Remember those that are crying out to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We pray that many will turn toward you in this hour in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will want to know who you are. Hallelujah, that they will want to turn their lives over to you, Lord, even in these crisis situations. Hallelujah, because without you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without you, hallelujah, there is nothing. Hallelujah. Without you, hallelujah. So we look to you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you will draw many souls unto you. Hallelujah, the situation in Russia, the Ukraines, hallelujah, those that are hurting, those that are without. We pray, Lord, this morning that you will lift up some of those that have hung down heads this morning, that you will send somebody, Lord, hallelujah, to touch their hearts. Hallelujah, those that are fleeing and those that are running and those that don't even know where they're headed. We pray, Lord, that you would make a way, that you would make a clear path for them, Lord, hallelujah, while they're in the wilderness, in the name of Jesus, just like you did for some of us, Lord. Hallelujah. During our will, Lord, you made a way. Hallelujah. So we're asking, Lord, for the same for them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, protect the Christians, Lord. Hallelujah. In these areas. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Remember those, Lord, that have laid their lives on the line. Hallelujah. Those that have decided, hallelujah, that they're going to continue in your way, God, in spite of. Hallelujah. Remember the churches, Lord. Hallelujah. That have been invaded. Hallelujah. Remember. Hallelujah, the disruption that they have gone through or going, still going through. We pray, Lord, that you will make a way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that those that are causing all the havoc and all the stress, hallelujah, we pray, Lord, that you will somehow, hallelujah, touch their hearts, that you might turn them around, God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we speak peace this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where there is no peace, hallelujah, we pray that you will change the situation, that you will step in, hallelujah, and cause peace to come through. Hallelujah. Your word, peace be still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is strong. Hallelujah. So this morning we say, peace be still. Peace be still. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Cry out for peace this morning in the name of Jesus. Get up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're trusting you, Lord. Hallelujah. To move in a natural way in Jesus' name.
Mighty
that
way,
we
Lord.
Things
thank
change.
You.
Hallelujah. We thank you already for answered prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the areas that we know you have moved in. We thank you for those lives that you have touched. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Done already. Hallelujah. And we just lift up those that are in the hospitals. Hallelujah. We lift up those that are diseased. Hallelujah. We lift up those, Lord, that can't help themselves. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will raise them up. We pray for resurrection power this morning in Jesus' name. Oh, God, everywhere that it's needed. Hallelujah. Oh, we lift them up, Lord, to you. Hallelujah. Depending and believing, hallelujah, knowing that you will make a difference. We're standing on your word this morning. Hallelujah. We're being steadfast, unmovable this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the strength, hallelujah, that some of us have today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you're allowing us to go forth in your power, in your strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come against Satan on every side. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, commanding, hallelujah, that he loose his hope. Hallelujah. Upon your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We lift those ones that Bishop Shirlene called out the names of just a little while ago. We lift up Kathy Horton. We ask, Lord, that you would move in her situation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Please, God.
Make a way. Hallelujah, clear pathway her, Lord, that you will establish her in the name of Jesus, where you want her to be. Hallelujah, we thank you for her 103-year-old mother. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to
bless
over
her, God.
Lord. In Jesus' name, keep her comfortable. Hallelujah, keep her in her right mind. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, please, sir.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep her looking up to you, Lord. She is a believer.
Yeah.
And the sister, Lord, that of one of your own, Lord, that was in the accident, we pray, Lord, that you would remember her this morning. We speak healing for her in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you spared her life. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We lift up Tina Brown, and we pray, Lord, that you would just hallelujah, have the right door of permanence. Permanency,
yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, that you would open up that door,
Holy.
Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. That no man can close. In the name of
yeah.
Jesus for her. Hallelujah. Steady income. In the name of Jesus, we speak
yeah.
increase into her life right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We lift up her
Lord.
Family this Hallelujah. Remember them, her spouse. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we lift him up in
yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what you need to do, God. Hallelujah. So we're asking you to move, God, like never before in the name of
yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak blessings. Hallelujah. Into her household. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we lift up Evangelist Shirley Whitehead, Lord, in her travels. We pray for travel mercy
yeah.
for her.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, bless her in her going and in her coming, and help her, Lord, in the things that she desires to do. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name, and her aunt, in
yeah.
the name of Jesus. You know what is needed, Lord, and so we ask, Lord, that you would move accordingly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the service. Hallelujah. Let's set aside for March the 26th. We pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, hallelujah, in a miraculous
yeah.
way, hallelujah, that you will,
yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Breakthroughs,
yeah.
hallelujah,
yeah.
healings, miracles, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that your people will come expecting, hallelujah, that they will come believing, hallelujah, that when they leave, hallelujah, they will be blessed and knowing that they have been touched. Hallelujah, by you. And we just thank you. We
yeah.
pray, Lord, us that are going to be there as leaders. We pray, Lord, that you will begin to build us up, strengthen us, Lord, prepare us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep us prayed up, Lord, fasted. Hallelujah. Whatever you want us to do, Lord, we ask that you would help us to do it in the name of Jesus, that we will go forth, Lord. Hallelujah. Not in our own self, but in your power. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, walking in obedience, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Help us to just submit to you, God. Hallelujah, and to
yeah.
obey. Hallelujah. And we know as we walk in obedience, Lord, hallelujah, we know that you will move, that you will bless, that things will work out. Hallelujah, according
yeah.
to you. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
walk
Jesus.
In We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the hospitals, hallelujah, the homes where your people are bound, hallelujah, and sick, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that healings will take place, hallelujah, that you will move. We
yeah.
pray, Lord, that even to the other places where people are bound, in the prisons, hallelujah, in the jails and in the juvenile halls, we ask, Lord, that you would touch and that you would release, hallelujah, and those, Lord, that you have called, hallelujah, that are behind walls, we pray, Lord, that you would release them and let them go, hallelujah, but not to just be free, hallelujah, and to be out, hallelujah, but to be doing your will, hallelujah,
yeah.
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation, hallelujah, for them today. We thank you for it. We thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just pray, Lord, for all of those that are in need today, for whatever they're in need about. We ask, Lord, that you would move, hallelujah. Save our loved ones, hallelujah, hallelujah. Move in our communities in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Help your people everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Peace,
yeah. speak peace, hallelujah, in every situation, hallelujah, where peace is needed. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, hallelujah. If there's any sick among us today, hallelujah, in the audience, hallelujah. Oh, God, in our homes, listening in this morning, we pray, Lord, that you would touch. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Heal us. Deliver us. Set us free. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. We praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy and righteous, pray, Lord, that when the message comes forth this morning, that someone, hallelujah, will take hold of it. Someone will hear, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and someone will accept you this morning in Jesus' name. And we thank you.
Yeah.
We thank you for what you're going to do on this day. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we lift up Bishop Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to bless her, strengthen her.
Bless you.
In the name of
Lord.
Pray
please,
hallelujah, that it will continue in Jesus' name, even in greater ways. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we will, that it will reach even farther than it has. Hallelujah. And we know that it, hallelujah, in Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. Hallelujah. Bless her to come forth. Anointed this morning. Hallelujah.
Anointed.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. Now, if you have been walking with us, you know that we have been walking through the Church of Acts. And thus far, we have presented three different series, all found in the book of Acts. And today will be no different. So please retrieve your Bibles and turn to the book of Acts, chapter 5. And today we will be looking at verses 25 through 32. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 25 through 32. Now, if you are listening to me via your computers, you are more than welcome to go to BibleGateway.com. Hallelujah. And it will pull up Acts. Type in Acts, chapter 5, and we will begin looking at verses 25 through 32. Amen. And I still hear some pages rustling in my spirit, so I will wait a few seconds. Hallelujah. And we will begin. Glory to God. The word of God reads as follows. Acts chapter 5, verses 25 through 32. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men of whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Hallelujah. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did not we straitly command that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We are to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." Glory to God.
Amen.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace asking that I decrease, so that you might have all the increase, because you have declared and decreed, if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men into yourself. Now, Father, use this message to equip and edify and empower the saints. And, Lord, it is my fervent prayer, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be the day that they would stop and give you themselves. They would turn their lives over to you and make you their Lord and their Savior. It is in Jesus' name we do pray all things. Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you know the story of the first man and woman in the Bible, then you know that God gave them only one restriction, which was, do not eat of this tree or you will surely die. Now, with a little help from the serpent, Eve tasted the forbidden fruit and got herself into a bad jam. And with a little help from Eve, Adam tasted the fruit and he followed suit. So when God came and found them playing hide and seek with him in the garden, he confronted Adam, who blamed Eve, who blamed the serpent. Now, the serpent didn't have anyone else to blame, so God started with him and worked his way back up the line. Now, both Adam and Eve were indeed punished for disobeying the only command God had given them. They were banished from the garden, and things would never be the same. But, people, do not mistake God's discipline for abandonment, because, oh, hallelujah, I came to tell somebody today that the loving, gracious God that we serve did not leave them. He did not forsake them. He still wanted to give them a chance to choose to do right over wrong and obey him, their Lord, their creator, and their father. And this is the main thought I'd like for us to look at today. Hallelujah. I want us to look at it because, hallelujah, I want every blood-washed believer. I want every professed child of God and every lost soul to know and to understand, hallelujah, who we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know, come to know the excellence of God and his ways, hallelujah. And today I'm going to be especially talking to those of us, hallelujah, who know and understand that if we are convicted by the word of God, then we will trust God and we will most certainly obey him. But today I'm going to go one further because I want everybody to know and understand. And I want you to never forget that obedience is an absolute must and not an option. Let me say that again. Obedience is an absolute must, saints of God, and it is not an option, especially for those who want to remain in right standing with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So what can we learn from today's urgency? Hallelujah. What can we learn about obedience? Well, now I want you to walk with me as I share with you four truths from this passage that will demonstrate the necessity of our obedience. Amen. First and foremost, we need to know that obedience is a moral obligation. Now, before you get all up in a roar, let me clarify here that we are specifically talking about our obedience to God. Oh, yes, we are to obey the God-given authority that he has placed over us, but that is not the focus of our message today. You see, God has given us specific commands regarding some things in life, and it is our responsibility and obligation to do them. You see, obedience is not optional for those of us who truly desire to please God. And as I have said, that truly want to remain in right standing with him. However, it's important to remember that this obedience is designed to work in context and in conjunction with our close relationship with God. Hallelujah. As we get to know him better and as we experience how much he loves us, then we are not simply keeping a set of rules anymore, saints of God. But we are simply doing what is in keeping with who God is. Amen?
Amen.
You see, God's commands were never designed to be kept outside of a right relationship with him because he has a plan for each of us, and it is a plan for good and not for evil, just like he says in the book of Jeremiah. It is a plan to bless us and prosper us, not to harm us. He tells us to draw near to him so he can help us to live the life we were meant to live. Now, Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." And when we do that, he will give us the strength to obey and to make the right choices for our lives. Now, as Peter and the other apostles stood in the middle of the semicircle of the Jewish leaders and the temple rulers gathered around them to call them to account, I'm sure that they had every reason to feel intimidated because, you see, this was the same group that had been responsible for putting Jesus to death just a few months earlier. Now, Peter and John had already faced this same group back in Acts 4 and had been sternly warned that they were not to talk about Jesus anymore. And in that meeting, Peter said, "Judge for yourselves whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and we have heard." You will find that in Acts 4, 19 through 20. But in this instance, now we have several, if not all of the apostles, standing before the Sanhedrin. And they were being threatened and intimidated to stop talking about Jesus. However, these men knew what God had already told them. Jesus told them that they would be witnesses of him. And before that, he told them to go and preach the good news to all nations. And just a few verses ago, God sent an angel to release them from jail. And the angel told them to go stand at the temple courts and tell people that there is new life in Jesus. You see, these brothers were convicted. Hallelujah. These apostles were fearless apostles, Ada. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They had absolutely no doubt about what God wanted them to do. You see, it was a moral obligation, but even more so than that, it was the one thing they could give back to the one who had done so much for them. So with God's help, they obeyed.
Yes,
okay.
Lord.
Now in these next three points I'm going to talk about, we're going to talk about what obedience does in our lives. Hallelujah. I love how everything that God does, everything about God does something. You know, because in our lives, there's also a sense in which obedience fosters boldness and authority.
Yeah.
But now, saints, let me put a caveat here because we have got to be really careful right about now. Because sometimes we can get authority confused with self-righteousness. Let me say that again. Some of us saints sometimes do get authority confused with self-righteousness. You know, sometimes if we think we are doing pretty good in our spiritual walk and we've been praying and walking with the Lord faithfully, guess what? The enemy will use that. And that pride can come in and make you think you're better than other people. It makes you look down your nose at folks and judge folks because they might be struggling. See, the enemy knows how to use all things that God puts out for his good, too, if you let him.
Yes,
he does.
So how can we tell the difference between authority and smugness? Well, I came to tell somebody this morning that it's probably not too hard for others to tell the difference. But let me give you a clue just in case you don't know. True authority operates through humility.
Amen.
True authority operates through humility. While smugness or self-righteousness manifests itself through criticism, whether it be spoken or unspoken. I know you've seen them, saints. I know you've been in the church where you can look around and see some folks just looking down their nose, their arms are crossed, and they're looking at that pastor like they're just waiting for him to say something wrong. Oh, not that they're going to do anything about it, but they're just waiting. Okay? Now, you know, they didn't have to say nothing. They face said it all. Now, do you know the story Jesus told about the Pharisees and the tax collector? It's found in Luke 18, chapter verses 10 through 14. And it says, two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Okay, here we have one very pompous religious ruler and a tax collector. Huh. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. Check this out. He said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even tax collectors. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all that I get. And you know he was giving that tax collector the side eye. You know he was doing that, saints of God. But the tax collector stood at a distance. Yes, he did. And he would not even look up to the heaven. He was so convicted. But he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then the word of God goes on to declare and decree that it says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God.
Yes.
For you see, everyone who exalts himself, oh, they're going to be humbled. And
that's
everyone
it.
That humbles himself will be exalted. And will be exalted by none other than the Most High God himself.
God
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Preach, girl. Come on. Come on.
So how did the Pharisee pray? Well, he made it all about him. And he criticized others to make himself look better.
Yes,
and that
yes.
wasn't what God wanted to hear. You know that wasn't what God wanted to hear.
Yes,
but now
no,
let us look again at how the tax collector prayed. You see, what he did is he humbled himself. You see, the Holy Spirit had laid bare his heart and began to work on that heart and convict him so much so that he couldn't even look up to heaven. Okay?
He
stood back from the altar. But he humbled himself, and he asked God for mercy. You see, there is more authority in true humility than there will ever be in smug arrogance. Hallelujah. Now, having said all that, nevertheless, there are times when we need to use the authority that God has given us.
Yeah.
And it may come out loud and strong. But now, saints, this does not mean that we are going to be going around being all arrogant or thinking high, more highly of ourselves than we ought, unless we are going to be prepared for that same fall. You know, but what it does simply mean is that we are stepping out in faith, seeking to make an effective difference in our situation. But I came to tell somebody today, your authority will indeed melt away if you're not living in obedience to God. Obeying God by doing things his way will indeed result in greater boldness and authority to do the greater works that Jesus said we would do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I have to glorify God on that one for just a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think about it. When we humble ourselves, hallelujah, and we go before the Lord and we just ask, Lord God, look, look, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm trying to walk according to your word. I'm trying to walk according to your will. I don't always get it right, but Lord God, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Creating me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Because, Father God, you said in John 1 and 9, if I confess my sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness so I can get right back in that obedience line. Okay? And another thing that obedience does is it helps us to demonstrate our faith. Now, when I say that, I want you to understand that our obedience doesn't save us. Our faith does. However, faith is not faith without obedience. James tells us in 2:17 that faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. Okay? Because obedience is the action or the expression of our faith in God. Hallelujah. It is as Apostle Zeta prayed. Obedience is the legs of our faith, the mouth of our faith, hallelujah, the heart of our faith. James goes on to say in verse 18, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
See, we can say that we have faith, and we can say that we believe in Jesus. But if there is no obedience, then according to James, our faith is not going to save us. Hallelujah. It's just not going to save us. So we need to ask ourselves this morning, if obedience is the expression of our faith, we need to ask ourselves this morning, how am I doing? Not Sister Jenkins, not Deacon Thornton, but ask yourself, how am I doing in this area? How much faith am I showing by my actions? Because if there's a lack of obedience, it begets some things. See, the lack of obedience will indicate a lack of faith, which could explain why the people of God see so few miracles today. As I said earlier in this service, we're all so ready to pray, but now how many of us are ready to obey after God answers that prayer?
Jesus.
You see, because as important as it is, saints, sinners, people, just praying a sinner's prayer, that's not going to get you into heaven. Oh, now hear me now. It's a beginning. And if we are truly sincere, it will and it can make us right with God. However, if it is not accompanied by the obedience of God, then Jesus himself has said, it's not enough. He said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So anyway, you know, I hear my Jesus, the logo, saying to me right there that words are very important.
Amen.
But a life of obedience is what demonstrates that I and you, you and I are really children of God, that we trust Christ for the forgiveness of sin and for eternal life.
Yes.
The last thing I want to share with us that our obedience does is this. Obedience welcomes in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Obedience will bring us help.
Yes.
The first important steps of obedience to God involves following God's plan for finding forgiveness. This means, as I have said, we allow the Holy Spirit to shine the word of truth into our hearts in a way that we are convicted of our sin. And then we go to cry out for God, to God in repentance, and some of us will be crying out for salvation. Because in order to receive the Holy Spirit, we must first repent our sins, and then we must trust in Jesus. And when we do that, God sends his Holy Spirit to live within us. And there's another work that the Spirit does. And it, you know what? When we are, when we repent and we are forgiven, hallelujah. And we call this in the church the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as it was demonstrated in Acts 2. You know, the New Testament writers often refer to both works of the Holy Spirit, which is indwelling and infilling, when they write about his work in their lives. And this appears to be the case in verse 32, where Peter says that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Now, the Jews commonly believed that the Holy Spirit would be given after the Messiah came. And this was to be a sign that he had truly come. That's one reason Peter referred to Joel's prophecy when he preached on the day of Pentecost. Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, had come, and his Spirit had been given to all, and I do mean all, who repented and received him as Lord and Master. Joel 2:28-29 says, and afterwards, this is what the Lord says now, and afterwards, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Hallelujah. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. Guess what, saints of God? It is those days. Those days are here.
All right.
So when Peter said that the Holy Spirit was a witness of these things, whom God gives to those who obey him, he was emphasizing that the Messiah had indeed come in the person of Jesus Christ, whom
yes.
the Sanhedrin
yes.
had put to death.
Yes.
He was painting a contrast, you see, between the followers of Jesus and the folks in the Sanhedrin. See, he was making a very distinct comparison. You see, the Sanhedrin, as religious as they were, bless their hearts, did not have the Holy Spirit because they did not obey God. They did not obey God in their daily lives, and neither did they obey God by repenting and believing that Jesus Christ was the living Son of God, that he was the Messiah. You see, the Sanhedrin, they hadn't welcomed the Holy Spirit by responding to God with heart, faith, obedience. Oh, no. But later in Acts, Paul tells the people of Athens that God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. And if a person does not obey God in repentance, he or she will certainly not receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Obeying God's call to repentance is the first step, just the first step, to receiving the Holy Spirit. And when we first do this, we call it salvation or conversion. You see, the Holy Spirit washes our hearts and becomes the driving force in our lives. We allow him to become our paracletos. We allow him to teach us the things of God. We no longer are controlled by bad desires, but the Holy Spirit leads us towards what is good and what is right. He leads us on that path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Obedience opens the door for the Holy Spirit to begin that good work that he will perform. Until the Lord comes. But again, there's more that he wants to do in us and through us after we are forgiven. He wants to fill us with his power so we can effectively convey the good news about Jesus to other people. He doesn't save us so we can keep put him on in a jar and put him on a shelf. He saves us so that we can go out and tell the other folk that don't know him about who he is. And I'm going to tell you something that I love about that. I learned a lot from the apostles because I figured if it was good enough for Jesus and the apostles, it's good enough for me too. And this is what I like. And the reason I'm saying that is because the apostles did not dissect the work of the Holy Spirit like people do today. You know, we make things so much harder than it really has to be. See, the apostles, they seen the whole thing as a package deal. You see, they believed that if we repented and believed that Jesus is the Messiah and God's holy sacrifice for the repentance of sin, then we will be forgiven and filled with the Holy Spirit, with the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues. You see, the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit, as evidenced by tongue speaking, does appear less common today, and it appeared to be less common in decades later. But I want you to know something. History reveals that there were believers in every age since then who have either spoken in tongues or were used in other charismatic gifts of the Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
And my point is that the package still available today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That same package deal is available to each and every one of us that has repented of our sin, have been forgiven of our sin, and we call Jesus our Lord and our Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. I just love the way our Father works. You know, I don't know about you, but the Word of God also says that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
people running around in this world today professing to know God, and they think they're going to work their way into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. But see, what they don't, where they're going to miss the mark is they're doing work that God has not called them to do.
Amen.
They're trying to do things outside of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They are trying to walk by sight instead of walking by faith. You see, I understand something this morning. My God is excellent. My God is holy. My God is eternal. My God is loving. My God is gracious. And because I know that, my obedience, my service is the least I can do after all he's already done for me. I don't know about you. But every day, no matter come what may, I'm going to stand and say, Lord, I trust you. And whatever you tell me to do, Father God, I will obey. Because I don't know about you, but one day I want to stand before my Father and I want to hear him say, well done. Well done, daughter. You love me because you kept my commandments. Well done, daughter, because you walked that road of righteousness. When it got hard, when it got dark, when it got lonely, you stayed the course. You ran the race. I want to hear my God say, well done, well done. Hallelujah. You went out and told a dying, sin-sick world who I am. Well done, good and faithful servant. You went out and showed people how I love you. You went out and told people what I did for you. You went out and you showed up and you showed out just to bring me glory. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you trusting God today? Are you obeying God today?
Yeah.
Are you trying to do your own thing in your own power?
Yes, Lord.
That's you?
Yes, Lord.
I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would stop, drop, and repent that thing. And get on back in God's receiving line.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, as we close today, I hope that everyone is in a place where obeying God is the most important thing in your life. Because obedience to God is a moral obligation. You know, we owe our allegiance and our obedience to our Creator, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior.
Yeah.
Why? Because it gives us greater authority. It is our expression of faith in the Lord. And it enables us to receive the Holy Spirit when we repent and make Jesus the Lord and Savior of our lives.
Yes.
You don't have to leave this world the same way you came in it.
Right.
Amen.
You don't have to settle for less.
Jesus.
When you can be blessed by the best.
Yes.
By simply standing in obedience to his will and to his ways for your life. And let me tell you, I say this often, but let me tell you again, saints. When the Lord is talking to you about your life, he isn't making a conference call. So whatever God tells you to do, however it looks, however it feels, you're just going to have to trust him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Trust you're just going to have to trust him.
Amen.
And know that he does everything for us for our good, even if it don't feel good.
Yeah.
We have to obey. We have to trust. We have to give God the glory in all things, at all times. We have to be other-minded. Would this please Jesus? Am I really walking in his will for my life? Am I really doing what he's telling me to do? Or am I just determined to get my way by any means necessary? And if I should happen to get a portion of it, am I just going to slap God's name on it? Let me tell you something. You can't slap God's name on nothing that he don't have anything to do with.
Amen.
And I'm going to let you in on another little secret. When you're doing things that God hasn't given his approval on or hasn't told you to do, the rest of the world knows it too.
Amen.
Yes.
The rest of the world knows it too. Because, see, things won't go right for you.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So I beseech you today, if you haven't truly given your whole entire self to the Lord, if you are not truly walking in the Lord in obedience, I want you to repent today. Repent today. And in a few moments, I am going to have one of our ministers come, and we are going to invite you into it. For those who do not know Jesus in the pardon of their sin, we are going to present to you a plan of salvation, and we are going to invite you into the family of God. But right now, I'm just talking to those. I'm talking to those of us who are saved, who are called Christians, who profess Christ.
Yes.
As we look around this world today, many of us are professing that we are praying, but yet we aren't seeing miracles. And I believe that part of that is because we're not being obedient to God.
Amen.
We're not truly going, we're not truly doing the follow through. See, we pray, and God's going to do what God's going to do, but saints of God, we are responsible for the follow through. Hallelujah. So if you are a child of God and you've kind of lost your way, right now I just want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, now I've known that you are my Lord and Savior for a while now, but somehow I just got out of step with you. Somehow, Father God, I allowed my desires and my wants to overcome what you have said. So, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive me of my disobedience, that you renew in me a right spirit, that you cleanse me of all unrighteousness, that you will remove any pride, anything, Father God, that will keep me from walking humbly in your will. And, Lord, I pray that you will put more of your word down in me and more of your spirit down in me so that I can walk bolder in you, so that I won't cave around my peers, so that I won't give up in the face of my enemy, so that I will not, hallelujah, be in despair when all doesn't go the way I thought it should go. So, Lord, just bless me now as only you can. And, Lord, I will be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and praise in your holy, righteous, loving name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to just tell all of my saints of God, if you just prayed that prayer, hallelujah, then you are back in their God's receiving line. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm going to call forth my dear sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, and she is going to extend to you the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. And she will lead you in that prayer. Evangelist Kathy.
God bless you, saints, and everyone that's listening. God, anything God does, he does it on purpose. It's not by accident or coincidence. Those of you who are not saved, you're listening to this because God put you in this place to hear this program. This is not an accident or coincidence. God is choosing you right now to become a part of his family in the name of Jesus. He sent his son Jesus to die for our sins because man had messed up. She explained to you in the garden how Adam had messed up and Eve had messed up. But he loved us so much, he gave us his son. His son walked this earth for 33 years, did miracles and all signs and wonders to let them know who he was and that God loved them. Because that's how he showed his love, by signs and miracles and healing and deliverance. God loves you. He wants you. He desires to have you. Now, if you heard the word that she preached today, if you believe it, then I want you to confess these words. Because when you confess these words, you become his child. And like any good parent, he's going to see about you. I'm going to thank him for his love. So repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and all my unrighteousness. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to save me. Thank you for manifesting your love in that way. Now I ask you to help me walk upright and according to your word in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this moment and this time of day to receive me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you say
amen,
that's all. It's not hard. That's all. And welcome to the family. God bless you. We're praying for you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, my beautiful evangelist and sister, for that. Now, if there's anyone sitting in the sanctuary this morning and you would just like to give God a word of praise, or you would just like to ask for prayer, if you would kindly press your 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you have a praise to share with us this morning or a prayer request, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. But at this time, hallelujah, so we're going to go to 415, last 4 digits, 5820. Good morning, and God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. Give praise to the Lord for lifting me up this morning and allowing me to get on this phone this morning. Sister Trish invited me, gave me the number. I did hear you speak, Pastor Cook, up on the hill. That was my first time coming to Jermaine Spears. Yeah, so I just need prayer. I had an accident on the 4th, February the 4th. I had an accident. I wind up getting on a crate trying to open a gate up, and I wind up breaking my ankle and snapping my ankle and breaking my ankle and snapping it, you know. So I'm here, and I had my surgery on the 23rd at John Muir here in Walnut Creek. So now I'm here in Walnut Creek in Manicare and a recovery, rehabilitation, and a nursing skill home right now. So I just would like you guys to keep me in prayer and just ask the Lord to give me a speedy recovery.
Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace right now, lifting up our beloved sister, Father God. We come thanking you because we know that you are a healer, and we know, Father God, that you can do all things but fail. So, Lord, we are standing in agreement as a family, pleading the blood of Jesus over our sister. We come in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, just asking, Lord, that your grace and your mercy chase her down and overtake her in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Father, in every fiber of her body, Lord God. Lord, knit bone together, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes. Heal muscles. Whatever is needed, God.
Yes.
Make it so. By the power of your Holy Spirit.
You,
Lord, continue to provide our sisters every need according to your riches in glory.
You.
Lord, I pray
that you
pour into her family and that you send help, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that she will continue to run this race. And, Lord, we just want to thank you for everything that you're doing
thank
in her
you.
Life right now.
Thank
Lord, we want
thank
to praise you,
you
hallelujah,
yeah.
that she knows you.
You
for herself. She is a prayer warrior herself. But, Lord, we are just coming as her family, and we are saying yes and amen to what she is praying. So we just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for all that you are, for who you are. Thank you for all that you do. And we're praising you in advance for her complete healing. And while she is healing, Lord, it's going to be so beautifully done. Hallelujah. That she's not going to miss a beat.
Hallelujah.
So we just praise you, God, this morning. We just thank you this morning. Continue to pour into us, oh God. And I just want to thank you for every, hallelujah,
thank
servant
you,
leader here. I want to thank you, Lord, that they are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Father God, that they're not ashamed to stand and declare your goodness or to ask for prayer. Because they know that prayer changes things, God. So we just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise right now in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, everyone, all the Spirit Alive family, you are unmuted. So if someone, Sister Tina or anyone would like to have a word this morning, please, you are more than happy to have a quick word of praise or also to make your own prayer request known. Mother Mitchell, do you have a word this morning?
Yes, Bishop, I do. First of all, I just want to thank God and glorify his holy and righteous name. He is so good to us. There's no way. I don't know how anybody can forget how good he has been to you. If he's done anything for you, then praise his holy name. Young lady with a broken ankle, apparently it was broken really bad if you have to be in the kind of care you get. But just hold your hand and keep your hand in God's hand, and he will heal you in due season. And you won't even you'll step up on it, and you'll know that you've been healed completely. Because when God does anything, he does it whole. You know,
amen.
I tell you, he is so good. He is so good.
Yes, he
so
is.
So just hold on to him. And I thank God for my move that's coming up. Pray for me and make me strong so I can do what I need to do when I do get to my the other state and to my house. I thank you in advance for it, and I just give all the praise, honor, and glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Tina, would you like to have a word this morning?
Yes. Thank you so much for lifting me up in prayer. You know, I've been fighting with pain, so I just give God the praise and the glory to get me through every day and thank him for the blessings that he gives me and my family and all the people that I love every day. And I just want to thank the Spirit of Life Ministries and you for all that we do. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Apostle Zeta, come on in the room.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This was a blessed message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, I enjoyed the passage very much, chapter of Acts, and just it's just been a blessing because it's letting us know that those leaders then, hallelujah, that we know about so well, they walked in obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, when they were freed, hallelujah, came out of the prison doors, hallelujah, and we know how God just so miraculously does what he does. He used the angel, hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes,
to get them out. He spoke also to them. And when he spoke, when the angel spoke and told the apostles what to do, they did. They obeyed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then everything else that followed, hallelujah, worked out because of their obedience, hallelujah. And it's the same for us, hallelujah. No matter what capacity we're walking in now, it just behooves us to obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and we need both.
Yeah.
Sacrifice as well.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We walk in obedience. The word of the Lord says that we shall eat the good of the land. We will have the best.
Yes.
We will have God bless us to.
All right.
Already spoken into our hearts that he would do according to his word. Amen. I just enjoy this service.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Well, if there be nothing else, I don't think I've scanned the room, and I don't see any more ones pressed. So, Mother Mom, would you please be so blessed as to read or to bring us our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
All right. Thank you, Bishop. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Mm-hmm. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and praise God.
Amen and praise God. You have indeed been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience this morning, and we just pray that you were truly blessed. I'd like to thank all the anointed servant leaders and our dear sister that was here this morning for joining me, and I invite you, hallelujah, to continue to walk with us each and every day here at the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, please join me, your sister, Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, as we talk about, as I ask the question, how in tune are you to the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah.
Right.
We need to know if we're really in tune with the Spirit or are we in tune with other things. So what is your radio dial to? Hallelujah. Come on out and join me tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Taking It to the Streets. Hallelujah. So on behalf of all of us here, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household of faith to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Go in peace.
Yes.
Go with God. And remember, God loves you and so do we. Amen, my beautiful family. You are dismissed. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Beautiful family. Just beautiful. I love you all very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now I'm going to hang up on you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You're a wonderful Savior. Thank you.